Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the Comcast Business text line, do you guys realize that nobody cares about the NBA right now? Yeah, do you realize where you are? Do you realize that you're watching history unfold every single time that team takes the field? And I don't care who you wrote for, the 49ers, the Raiders, or the man from Timbuktu on your football field, none of them are even significant compared to what the Warriors are doing at this particular time in their franchise's history. Is the NBA king or the NFL king? Absolutely it is. The NFL is king. But the Warriors rule sports with an iron fist right now. And we are the flagship station. So if you don't care about the Golden State Warriors, have you picked the funny radio station to listen to?
What did he want? More football?
Yeah, well, let me tell you. They're practicing today in Minnesota.
Thanks. We don't need to know anything else.
There you go.
We're done with that.
There is something funny, though. There is something funny about what's happening at practice. And it's not really on the field. Even though we got Gray just cooking guys in 7-on-7. The funny thing that's happening in Minnesota is all these 49er beat writers realizing what land and open space looks like. Like Matt Barrows is like, oh my God, look at all the room here. They got 4 football fields, 100-yard length football fields to practice on. They got 4 of them. The San Francisco 49ers down in Santa Clara have 2 80-yard fields and essentially like a shed that you can get at Lowe's to work out in.
Well, sounds like somebody's going to go to the city or county of Santa Clara and demand money for a new facility.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. They're out of space to put a big fancy facility in, to be totally honest.
They get by.
They're fine. They're fine. But I'm going to tell you right now that the Warrior or the 49ers practice facility is worse than any practice facility in the Big Ten and a lot smaller than all of them. So we'll get in there a little bit later on. Again, we got Dan Campbell, Hard Knocks. We do have some stuff from Minnesota to get to a little bit later on, but we're just looking at our, you know, the Golden State Warriors are the defending NBA champions once again. Nobody cares about the Warriors. Dude, where do you live? Where do you live? This guy, he's got a telephone number in the 510. Somebody want to buy a clue for the clueless? Nobody cares about the Warriors. You're high.
It could just be bitterness residual from them leaving. Because 510 has some of those still.
There's not a single I used to be a Warrior fan because of a move. Living in this planet, not in this. It doesn't happen, Ray. Don't even tell me that you met him because you have no friends.
I'm saying there's still some residual resentment.
None. They won an NBA title. Whatever residual resentment you had, poof, gone in smoke the minute that they were holding up trophies.
I don't think you get to speak for all the lunatics out there.
I am speaking directly for every lunatic out there. There is not a single I'm still upset the Warriors left in existence. Or maybe if it is, it ain't preventing you from watching or leaning or caring one bit.
Well, nothing prevents anybody from doing anything they want. That's just, you know, people, you know, they can complain all they want, but they're watching. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that there are some folks who would still like to carry a torch, even though mostly what it is a burnt out match.
Yeah, I mean, that's the literally.
Never underestimate the ability of somebody to maintain something stupid publicly. Even if privately,
even this
they
point,
don't
like this point that you're making.
No, my point is crystalline in its purity.
Your point
is perfect. You can't even find the words. Perfect is the word you're looking for.
Do you think today there are fewer Warrior fans than there were their final season at Oracle Arena?
No, I do not. But
then what are we talking about?
What I'm saying is there are still a few people who are holding that torch. I will assure you of that. They're not very many of them, and they're not very important, but they exist. And you may mock them all you want, but you are still mocking people who...
I'm not mocking anyone. There's no people that you speak
none.
Of. None.
None.
None. Not out. Call me if you now do not root for the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570. And the reason why you walked away is because they moved... Three BART stops. Well, that's more than three BART stops. Let's actually count the BART stops. What do we have? One,
seven,
two, three. Is it seven? Yeah, it would be seven, eight BART stops.
That's a long way.
I think we're going to be okay. I think the Warriors are.
I think they survived it.
Someone's saying the guy complaining about the Warriors need a hug. He certainly does. Certainly does. I mean, we could go right back to Jimmy Garoppolo, still a Niner, if that's what you want us to do. Do you want us to do? Would you like us to play Call Me Maybe for the 400th time this afternoon? Because we can do that. Ray, do you want to play Call Me Maybe?
Again, if you want to hear a door slam.
Carly Ray Ratto over there. By the way, everything we do, all of it is free for you on the Odyssey app. We're brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. 400 Google reviews make it the highest rated of any BMW dealership in the Bay Area. They're sitting at 4.8, baby. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. So, big homecomings? Here we go. By the way, this is just to let you know. I think, Grandy, would you, or Lucas, I think I saw you cut and paste in this. We saw it on StatMuse. Where'd you find it?
The homecomings?
Yeah.
It was Warriors Reddit.
Oh, Warriors Reddit. Okay. How about that? What if I told you just a month ago, 2 months ago, that on the list of Warriors homecomings, Kevin Durant's not even on the list anymore. I mean, what would you believe me? You would not have believed me. Yet here we are. Here we are. Somebody says, I wanted the Warriors to lose and miss the playoffs last year because they left Oakland. Well, joke's on you. You were wrong. They won a championship. Shut up.
Well, which is all well and good, but the guy exists.
No, he's lying.
He's lying, okay.
Absolutely lying to suck up to you.
Quick point of detail on that homecoming list. This is just players who left last season.
Oh, okay. Well, Kevin Durant's name is not anywhere in any NBA media right now in terms of where the Nets are playing. It's just amazing how that guy has rendered himself like just out of the conversation. He's a man without a home, without an island, without a fan base. And he's one of the greatest players of all time. Bang up job. What's his name? Rich Kleiman. Find me a worse agent than Rich Kleiman.
I don't think this is Kleiman's fault. I think this is Durant. I think Durant calls his shots on this.
Oh, of course he does. But so Kleiman's got to be like, dude, you're out of your mind.
He probably is saying that, but he probably isn't saying out loud because I don't think that's something Kevin Durant wants to hear from an employee.
By the way, Kevin Durant did hear him name checked last night on Hard Knocks. So Amon-Ra St. Brown's his dad is named John Brown. He trains his sons. He's a former Mr. Olympian, and he's hard on everyone, including Kevin Durant.
Coaches always ask me, how do you do that? I'm like, dude, I'm tired of explaining this to you guys. You got to train your whole body. Kevin Durant and these guys messed their Achilles up. I have a question for guys like Kevin Durant. When's the last time you did a calf raise?
And I guess Durant, to his credit today, quote tweeted that and said, today. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little suspicious of guys who diagnose other people from a long way away.
Of course. But, you know, somebody's trying to be the breakout star of this Hard Knocks other than our our defending champion.
Two-time Mr. Universe.
These nuts.
He is a two-time Mr. Universe. Shredded back in the day. Your homecoming games. Welcome home Juan Toscano-Anderson. He'll be in on ring night, and he'll be able to get... How about that? The player on the other... So a Laker's going to get a ring. Juan Toscano-Anderson gets his ring on opening night with the rest of the Warriors. October 23rd against the Kings, we're going to say hello to Mike Brown and Leandro Barbosa. They're going to be back in town. December 30th, Gary Payton II comes on in with the Trailblazers. Damian Lee, you want to talk about out of sight, out of mind, right? Like Damian, if Damian Lee wasn't on this list, I think I would have already forgotten about him. Damian Lee, January 10th with the Suns. January 27th, Otto Porter Jr. comes on in with the Raptors. Warriors are playing their January 13th game in San Antonio in the Alamo Dome. And the Spurs, who, when they played in the Alamo Dome before they built, where do they play now? It's got, I think it's like another, like AT&T arena. Center. Yeah, like everything in all basketball arenas in the state of Texas are AT&T something. The Warriors are going to be playing the Spurs in the Alamo Dome. Spurs used to play in the Alamo Dome, and to make sure that they could claim sellouts, they would block out thousands upon thousands of seats in there to bring it down to, you know, a 20,000, 25,000, which is gargantuan still, NBA capacity. They're going to open up all the tarps the night that the Warriors come into town on January 13th in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome, and the Spurs are going to try to break the NBA's regular season attendance record. The current attendance record for an NBA regular season game, Bulls against the Hawks at the Georgia Dome on March 27th, 1988. 62,046 paid attendance. Now, the largest crowd in NBA basketball history was when the All-Star game was at the Jerry Dome. That was like 100,000 people they pulled in for that thing. Yes, you're waving at me, Grandy. Oh, is that...
It's time to go to break.
Oh, see, I'm just sitting here having fun, looking at all the
Alamo
little...
Dome. Yeah, the Alamo Dome's seated 20,557. That's how much tarping they did. I don't know what the capacity is now, but they're clearly going to have a lot of bad seats there.
By the way, I've just been told that the NBA is reportedly implementing Rivals Week this year. Rivalry Week? Okay, let's find out how they came up with that, and let's see who they have as the Warriors' rival. I mean, it's Indiana, Purdue, it's Duke, North Carolina, and it's Warriors,
Kings.
Oh, no, well, I told you there's a rivalry there. We'll be back with that for you in just a minute. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. ESPN's Tim Bontemps is going to be joining us talking about the NBA schedule coming up in about a half an hour. And we will get to football and baseball and the situational entertainment that the Giants indeed do provide. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Who host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.